First to handwriting. And I don't know about you, but judging by my scrawl, I should probably be a doctor rather than a journalist. Never had neat handwriting, and sometimes I can't even decipher my own notes. The question today is, how relevant is handwriting in 2015 when people are increasingly communicating via text messages, via emails, via tweets, Facebook updates, those sort of things? There are schools in Finland and the US reportedly phasing out teaching handwriting. Should we even bother teaching kids how to write in school? Wouldn't it make more sense just to focus on typing? Helen on the text line is already offering an opinion on this, saying, no, handwriting is glorious. Currently learning a new language and writing it down as I go, it makes it easier to remember. 1-300-222-891 if you'd like to join us. In a moment, we'll be catching up with Pam Kent from the Primary Principals Association and technology writer and commentator Skilgerian for their perspective on all of this. But first, we sent Nick Callum down to Rundle Mall to see what people think about handwriting.
How often do you use handwriting and for which tasks?
I use handwriting. It's simple. Just have a piece of paper, pen and do it.
Every day when you have to sign papers, write letters, documents.
Not very often. Usually I just use it for note taking and things like that.
Fairly often every day for writing myself notes and more recently sending postcards to people through the mail.
I write songs every now and then. That's pretty much it.
I don't use a computer, so everything I do I handwrite.
I actually print things more than handwriting now.
I use it every day, mainly for work.
And are there any particular tasks?
Oh, well, I'd always do a crossword.
Why should children still be taught handwriting, and for how much longer do you think they will be?
Well, they don't have computer. What they are going to do?
They're always going to need it at work, fill out paperwork.
I don't think it'll be taught in the curriculum for that much longer because everything's moving towards the digital age.
It's the best way to learn the alphabet, actually writing it down.
Unless you really have that simple way of expressing yourself, you lose a lot.
It's like learning a language. If you can't write, then a deaf person can't understand you at all.
So how long do you reckon it would continue to be taught in schools at this point?
I can't see it lasting much longer. I don't reckon it'd be much longer, another 5 years.
Another 4 years, I reckon, and then technology will pretty much take over.
How do you think children would be affected if handwriting was scrapped from schools?
If you don't learn in handwriting, you forget the spelling for the word. So it is better to use it by hand.
It would be so much harder for them to know how to spell.
I can't see them being affected too much at all. Typing seems to be the way to go.
Well, they'd lose almost all ability to handwrite, which is very important, especially when there isn't a computer there.
They'd be all the same, wouldn't they?
So not as much individuality?
Exactly.
If you don't know how to handwrite, it's hard to learn how to read.
I think even if it was scrapped, parents would still get their children to write because that's how the parents were taught.
I don't think they would care. They'd just use a computer.
We could argue that technology is coming along and handwriting is becoming relevant, or you could argue that the art of handwriting is actually an art in itself and we shouldn't lose it one day.
They'll always have to sign their name somewhere.
Nick Callum down in Rundle Mall for us. 1-300-222-891. What do you think? Is teaching handwriting a waste of time? 4:10, Pam Kent is the president of the South Australian Primary Principals Association. Hi, Pam. How much of a waste of time do you think it is teaching handwriting in this day and age?
Well, it's not a waste of time. It's really interesting listening to all those comments, though, because there's quite a range, and I think it's fairly reflective of the view generally that with the digital age, there's less and less place for handwriting the way that we used to even 20 years ago. But look, it is actually really important for your very young children to learn how to write. That's how they learn and reinforce their knowledge of letters and combination of letters. It is part of the curriculum in literacy. And it's a bit like linked script now. It's not the old cursive that we used to do. They call it the South Australian modern cursive now, which is a combination of beginner's alphabet and the cursive formation. And when young children, 5, 6, 7 year olds, are learning to spell and write stories and take notes themselves, it is very important that they understand the formation and the patterns of writing. But having said that, I think there was a time not too long ago when handwriting was quite a formal lesson right through primary school, and I would say that is probably diminishing now for the older year levels.
So there is a theory that beyond being a good way of communicating with people, that it's actually quite important in terms of the cognitive development of young people, particularly when it comes to memory and things like that.
That's true. There is research that shows that there is a high correlation with the younger children between automated handwriting and effective written language and spelling.
A question here from Helen on the text line saying, how is it going to work with both Year 12 and uni exams still having to be handwritten? As I understand it, you can only have laptops in there by special exemption. Will there be a day, though, Pam Kent, where exams are conducted using computers rather than handwriting?
Look, I think there probably will. I think that the traditional exam writing, with writing copious amounts of pages for some of those subject areas, is something that really hasn't caught up with the digital age, because a lot of those students are not used to sitting for concentrated time, 2 to 3 hours, and writing continuously. And we hear of those senior students getting cramped fingers and thumbs and muscles and finding it quite difficult to do that. So because we haven't yet quite caught up with the modern mode of examinations in that sense in schools, then it's something that students need to practice and prepare themselves for, simply because they don't really write that often.
It wouldn't be surprising to know that there are a lot of young kids getting RSI in their thumbs, because most people seem to type that way via their smart device. I'm wondering if there's even a place in schools these days for teaching touch typing.
But the problem with that is that they take all these dreadful shortcuts and the spelling is pretty atrocious.
3, 4, 5 years, some of those people that Nick was talking to in the mall were suggesting that the handwriting might be redundant. But there'll always be a place in your view?
Look, there will, because there will always be a role, as many of those people described, in just taking notes or scribbling things down. The bottom line is, my personal view is I've never been too fussed about teaching the correct, absolutely correct, neat formation of letters, as long as it's the students can write quickly and rapidly and it's legible. But I know that view is not necessarily shared in all schools, and some schools do take it very seriously and still have the handwriting lessons right through to Year 7 in the primary schools, and others don't and focus more. I would say the majority of schools focus much more on those intensive younger years for handwriting, and it is important then.
14 past 4 on 891 ABC Adelaide. We're talking about whether or not handwriting has had its day, whether it's a waste of time teaching kids in schools handwriting, given that so many are using electronic devices from a very early age. Cheryl at Onkabringer Hill says, no, do not further dumb down kids. An ability to write is essential, and it's part of communication and surely one of the tools that should be used. People will only realise how important it is if it's ever lost. Paul says, I remember using a pen and ink, then getting my biro license. My writing is awful, but my spelling is good. And someone else says, there's research that shows the process of handwriting helps comprehension and retention of information. It's a needed skill for learning. Let's now bring in technology writer and commentator Still Gerrion. Good to talk to you this afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Michael, and excuse the train noises in the background.
Oh, where are you on the way to?
From the suburbs of Sydney into Central.
Smooth ride, no reports, hold ups to tell us about?
Everything running smoothly so far today. We're not doing a Melbourne on everyone.
Good. Now, how good's your handwriting still, Gerrion?
Now or years ago? I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I look back at some of my university notes the other day, which happened well back in last century sometime, and I had really quite lovely handwriting, even if I say so myself. These days, same as you, Michael, sometimes I'll take notes and I'll look back 2 hours later and go, what on earth is that? And it's simply because all of my writing at any length is now done on a keyboard. I mean, if I'm writing a 500-word column, I'm not going to write it out longhand first. I'm going to go straight to the computer. So those mechanical skills I've lost. But it was interesting. Some of the points that have come up so far I find intriguing, because a number of people are talking about how wonderful handwriting is in terms of its beauty or its practicality for them in their lives. But I'm not sure that we're differentiating enough between learning the letter forms and understanding what the alphabet is and what spelling is and so on, how language is constructed, and the mechanical process of actually turning that into written stuff. And so the first part, sure, we need to learn as best we can how all the letter forms fit together, and the physical process of writing helps with that learning process, absolutely. But then there's a separate issue of how we then start recording, you know, our writing. And we used to do it by arranging ink on a piece of paper, and we really don't do that as much anymore. So does it matter that it's a bit ugly or that we're slow at it? I don't think it does.
How advanced is some of this voice recognition technology becoming in terms of being able to dictate something and have it accurately transferred to paper?
Look, I will say at this stage, look how good the auto spelling correct is on your smartphone, in that it's right a lot of the time, but it's not quite right enough yet for prime time, as it were. Now, I do know that some authors, including John Birmingham, the Australian novelist and columnist, he uses speech recognition software for the first drafts of his book. Now, obviously, he has to go back and fix up all the mistakes it makes, but he's not writing thousands of words by typing it. What I think is interesting is that there is an existing amount of knowledge in a field called computational linguistics, which is all about understanding better the stuff we're writing and so on. And this has been known for decades, but we're just now starting to get to the point where computers are powerful enough that they will learn our individual writing style and so on. So it will start getting much, much better over the next 5 years.
Stilgherrian, really appreciate your time on the program. Safe trip to Central.
Thank you, sir.
Technology writer Stilgherrian with us. Faye at Windsor Gardens has given us a call on whether or not we still need to learn handwriting. Hi, Faye.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Well.
That's a shot. I'm 65 years of age now, and of course I learned handwriting when I was a child in my young days. And no, I have to disagree a little bit. I don't think that handwriting should be dumped altogether. And because as a person with a vision impairment, I know it's not the subject we're talking about, but I also learned Braille. But handwriting, yes, no, I'd prefer to see handwriting still a part of normal society's communication. I have seen different writings on screen. Certainly when you write things down where there's pages full and involved, where there's, you know, with a computer, you've got a link to it and you're almost there straight away.
All right, Faye, thank you for your call as always. Thanks also to Pam Kent, the president of the South Australian Primary Principals Association. Texter line comment says, primary age children see my handwriting and beg to be taught. My adult son's writing is totally unreadable.